Mesopotamia. 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 Land between two rivers is what it means. Ziggurat wheel cuneiform. Developed ancient life. Mesopotamia.
Welcome to the Podcast of Greatness. I'm your host, Rarik. I'm 27 and I'm an air conditioner. Today, we have four very special guests. Hannah, I heard you like to study Mesopotamian history in your free time. Do you know what they valued?
Okay, my name's Hannah and I'm going to be talking about the values of Mesopotamia. A lot of it was trading. They used cuneiform numbers to trade with the Sumerians and Egyptians. They traded wool, cloth, jewelry, oil, grains, wine, and lots of different stones and metals because their natural resources were stones and metals. Because they had nearby mountains. Mm-hmm. Also, there is lots of storytelling. The storytelling ties in with religion. The myths were often based on the gods, and they believed that Earth floated on fresh water. Genies were actually invented in Mesopotamia.
Do you believe in genies?
I don't believe in genies.
For their everyday life and religion, they had a polytheistic belief system, and that means that they had a lot of different gods, and there wasn't one specific religion. It was just everyone believed in, 100 different gods.
That's a lot.
Also, farmers were crucial, and they were very well-paid jobs. There were merchants selling furniture, jewelry, clothing, and other goods. There were priests, metalsmiths, shepherds, fishers, weavers, sailors, and leather workers. In Mesopotamia, there were also games, fun, and music. Early instruments such as the drums that you hear in chapel were probably originally rocks or something, and the guitar was probably calcium. In Mesopotamia, there was lots of designing and creating. They really valued their clay creations, and they used lots of color and material. The Tower of Babel was also actually invented in Mesopotamia.
Wow, that's very interesting. So, Jackie, what do you know about Mesopotamia?
So boring. Hi, I'm Jackie. So the people of Mesopotamia make a lot of smooth pottery with smooth clay for their so-called gods. And they also make totems out of the clay too, so they can worship it. First, language was written in Mesopotamia. The first monarchy was in Mesopotamia. The wheel was created in Mesopotamia. Sailboats were made in Mesopotamia. Also, pictographs were used in Mesopotamia.
Wow, that's a lot of firsts. Did you know Aaron was a professional in the Mesopotamian language?
Wow.
Amazing. I'm Aaron, and the language in Mesopotamia, they first started with written language using carving knives that had wedges at the end. Mm-hmm. And the pictographs vaguely resembled what they meant, so they weren't just single words, they were phrases. So if you had the phrase, eat bull, or man eat bull, or something, it would be some sort of vague resemblance of an animal being stabbed by a man.
Wow, that's brutal.
Yeah, I know.
What if they're vegetarian? Why can you do someone eating some wheat?
We weren't told to research if they were vegetarian.
Okay.
I don't know. And then the oral language, I guess they made sounds like grunting if they were mad or something. But the letter alphabet came from the pictographs because of the
phonetics.
And they invented the first written language,
Phonics.
And then from that, oral language was formed. Hi, Bobby.
So now you know, every time you write, be sure to thank Mesopotamia Finally, we have Selena, who observes a lot. What gods did they worship all that time ago?
The gods they mostly worship are Enlil, which is the god of water, Narquag, which is the god of ghosts, the supreme triad, and Sin, which is also known for Inanna, which is the god of the moon. These popular gods Mesopotamia mainly worship are gods, but they also worship goddesses. They sacrifice animals as a religion and believe that gods created nature to influence positivity. Building ziggurats, which is a temple where they worship gods, please their gods. Kings say that there were demigods to get more people to worship other gods, but mainly themselves. So basically, Mesopotamia are like natives, and they worship gods and respect nature. For example, they believe that the world floated on fresh ocean water, and every day they will praise the god of water, like Enlil.
Wow, that's
amazing.
So now you know. Today we learned about the Mesopotamian language, which went from pictographs to phonetics. We learned about gods. Fine. We learned about phonelicans. We learned about the people. We learned about their values and the early instruments and what they like to do, like play games and all that stuff. And if you ever
Mesopotamia, 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 land between two rivers is what it means. Ziggurat wheel cuneiform developed ancient life. Mesopotamia, 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 two rivers is what it means. Land between two rivers Ziggurat is what it means. Cuneiform, developed wheel cuneiform, developed ancient life. Mesopotamia.
And now for our annual 53rd Q&A. Would you please not be quiet?
Change of room because we got kicked out.
Whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't care. We're continuing this. This is live.
So much echo.
Okay, Ellen. What was that word you were saying earlier?
Phoenicans. Like phoenicans.
Phoenicans. Remember that thing in grade 2 where you did that phonics thing?
What? Phonics?
You don't remember? In computers.
Phoenix.
No, phonics in computers. Like you got those stars for completing the thing. Okay. Our next question from Hannah Burns.
What am I asking?
Ask anything you want. It's a Q&A for a reason.
So,
you're first on the list.
Jackie, what kind of arts were created in Mesopotamia?
Don't we all love art class?
Pottery and
totems.
Wait, does that mean you mean like First Nation totems that they like in the
totem?
Did they do it with animals or not?
Animals?
Don't
you wish Bob Ross?
They like do like
gods.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What if Bob Ross lived in Mesopotamian time? Happy clouds, happy butterflies.
I don't think he'd be painting because if he back then there wouldn't be paint.
Then he'd make pottery and he'd make it 3D. Wow, man.
Wow.
He doesn't carve.
No, he can use
it. Doesn't matter.
One color only and paint.
Yeah, alright.
You can use flowers. You can
cross. Oh yeah, Jackie, did they have paint in Mesopotamia?
I don't think they did.
You tell me. People used to crush flowers and then like
and
put it in the thing and then make dye.
Okay.
That's how you dye your shirts purple. And then you become
snail
cool.
Not, you know?
Because you're part of the royals.
Snail
what? I'm so confused. Okay, our next question from Aaron.
What am I asking?
I don't know, you tell me.
Hannah, you know, the values, what were, like, the key things they did for games? Do you have any specific ones?
Kind of
like,
fun and games from Holes.
Yeah, I know. It's a great book.
Read Holes, children!
Like,
I'm not sure about games. The websites I went on, they weren't very specific. So I blamed it on websites. But otherwise, I'm sure there was a lot of games that involved throwing rocks.
Like tic-tac-toe. Hopscotch. They created hopscotch.
Yeah,
they could have created hopscotch.
hot crowd.
Although I don't think they had numbers yet.
So. Oh, I read this book about about old time people, and then it said a game that slaves played. It's like there's this tiny hole, and you have to throw a ball through, and then whoever threw a ball through was saved, and then everyone else died.
Oh, that's.
You played in teams of two.
I see. Oh,
great.
That's nice.
We're about to hit 3 minutes, so have fun.
Okay, bye.
Okay,
bye.
Right about now.